Good evening. This is the TMB Personnel Committee meeting on Monday, September 16, 2014. I'm Janice Lane Ewart, the affiliate representative on the Pacifica National Board. I will ask the Secretary Kim Kaufman to please call the roll.
Okay, Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Jim Brown. Jenna Coleman.
Here.
Janice Lane Ewart.
Here.
Jose Luis Fuentes has excused absence. Kim Kaufman here. Jana Coburn.
Present.
Hank Lamb. Serene Roberts. And Richard Giesel.
Here.
Okay. And we have a quorum. One, two, three.
Lizette, you didn't call Lizette.
Oh, you're right. Okay, sorry. Lizette King. Okay.
Thank you. So we have a quorum. I will read aloud the agenda proposed for tonight's meeting, which was delivered to individuals this morning at about 1 o'clock. And so the agenda for today's meeting, which is also posted on the Pacifica National Board website, is as follows. And I'll take a breath to ask someone who may have just dialed in to...
This is Jim Brown.
Thank you. Jim, we are about to announce the agenda for tonight's meeting.
Okay.
The first item was roll call. Second item, the approval of the August 27, 2014 meeting minutes. The third item, update on response to place ads. The fourth item, finalized ranking/scoring process for reviewing applicants' materials. Number five, confirm next meeting date-special meeting before the scheduled meeting of October 20th, 2014, ? And then adjourn. We have 90 minutes scheduled for tonight's meeting, and I am going to do my best to keep us on point and to end on time.
Madam Chair, this is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I did not receive the agenda. If someone could send it to me.
I will send it to you now.
Madam Chair, could you send it to me also? This is Jim Brown.
Okay. I'll check my message that went out earlier today. I don't think that I had an issue, but at the time I did not take... I thought I did look at it, but anyway, let me send it to you. And always so easy to talk and manage a meeting at the same time. I marvel at those who do it so well.
This is Janet Kay.
Okay, so it's coming your way now, Lydia. And Jim. I got Janet Kay.
Yeah. The 8:27 meeting minutes, I don't remember receiving them, might have, but...
We'll get to that in just a second. If
okay.
We could give Lydia and Jim a chance to open the meeting agenda, and then we will accept a motion to approve or amend the agenda. And Lydia and Jim, if you could tell me when you've received it, that'd be great.
Yeah, I haven't received it yet.
Okay, let me send it again. Okay, it says my message has been sent.
Okay. Why don't I send you an email and then you can just maybe check my email.
I'll send it to you.
Is that Janet?
Yeah,
I always like Janet.
Janet, I'd like Janet say I'd like to try this because if I'm having troubles with Lydia's address, it'd be great that I know what the problem is. So I am going to send it again.
I don't see Lydia's email in the distribution list that you used to send the agenda.
Okay, thank you. I will send this to her now, and again, I will go back to my contact list and amend it. Okay, Lydia, I'm sending it again. Jim,
okay,
did you receive it?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I just received it.
Okay, thank you. So now that we each have a copy of the let me try to figure out how to stop that. A copy of the agenda, is there a motion to approve the agenda as submitted?
Janet Kay?
Yes, Janet Kay.
I'm wondering about discussing the timeline. I did not add that
to this agenda with the thought that it may require more time to achieve agreement on the ranking process. There was, I can share with you the two proposed timelines that were presented several meetings ago and were indicated in previous minutes. One timeline presented by Lydia and Jose Luis, and a different timeline that I suggested. I'm also wanting to take a second and just try to remember actions that were taken at a PNB meeting that may have overruled either of those timelines, but I don't have the minutes from that meeting, so I'll just say that it's my memory that a selection process timeline was approved in the process of initially setting the date for the original deadline for application. Someone certainly may correct me if that approval of that item at the PMB level was for the whole timeline, suggest the timeline, or if it was just for that action. Again, I can't verify it because I don't have minutes from the PNB meeting. So, Janet Kay, let me propose that we deal with the agenda that we have before us. If we are well, within our work timeline, we could propose adding the schedule review to this agenda, or we could take it up after we finish the items that are noted here. I'm open to either suggestion. I don't think I'm on mute. Are there comments or feedback?
Well, I'll pitch in here to say I'm sort of lost. I'm not really sure what we're talking about, Janice. I'm sorry.
I'll rephrase. Janet Kay has asked if the agenda, she does not note on the agenda discussion and or approval regarding a timeline process for the search. I noted that there were two timelines suggested at a previous meeting for which we did not discuss.
Well, I guess.
And so the question at this time is, are we going to amend the agenda tonight to include a discussion of the timeline for the selection process?
This is Kim.
Or are we going to approve the agenda as presented?
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
Well, I've heard no motion to add it, so I guess that was just a comment, and I guess we can move on, unless somebody wants to add it. I don't hear a motion. It's a thought.
Janice? This is Leah.
There was one Janet spoke, but I didn't hear the identifying last name, and then Lydia would be next. Lydia, were you calling my name, and I just thought one of the Janets was speaking?
Probably.
Okay, sorry. Yes, Lydia.
Okay. Yes, so I never saw the timeline that you proposed. Obviously, I think mine is looted by now, but
it was
you send that to me because perhaps I was not on the distribution list.
I'll send it again. It was sent as
okay. So this is not an amendment to the agenda. It's simply if you could just send that.
Certainly.
But I'm not amending the agenda at this point.
Okay, then, so I'm going to ask for a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Well, this is Kim. I'll say let's add the timeline at the end of the agenda, and if we get to it, we get to it. How's that?
Is there a second for that motion to amend the agenda to add that proposed timeline at the end of the agenda?
You don't need a second. In committees.
Thank you so much, Janet Kay. I believe that's your voice. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Janet Kay, so moved.
Thank you. I believe I need a second, even in a
committee. I'll second, Janet C.
Thank you, Janet C. So we will move forward with the agenda as amended and adding an item number 6 would be proposed timelines, which I will send to everyone. And number 7 would be the adjournment. Madam Secretary, are there minutes available for tonight's meeting that would cover the August 27th meeting?
No. Sorry, I didn't do them. I will get them for the next meeting.
Then I would suggest that we table the approval of the minute meetings of August 27, 2014. Are there any objections?
No.
Okay, no objections. Then the next agenda item is an update to the response from the ad placements. To date, I've been informed that there are approximately 16 applicants who have forwarded their materials to the national office. Margie Wilkinson and Lachelle Mosley are scheduled to meet tomorrow to make a plan and inform me of the plan to forward those 16 applications to the committee. 6 applicants have applied through the ED Pacifica 2014 address, and that gives us to date a total of 22 applicants. Some of the applicants have not submitted all of the requested materials, and I wanted to inform the committee of the materials that I've received that have come into the ED Pacifica address. I would recommend that I respond to the individuals that are not in compliance with all of the requested materials and ask them to submit them before the deadline in order to be considered with everyone else.
This is Janet Kay.
Janet Kay.
So it was my understanding that the committee would be, that whatever applications came to that Gmail address would be forwarded to the committee members.
Yes, and
as far as I can tell, I have not received any, so I don't know about the other committee members. So can you address that? Thank you.
Yes, I opened the item today to check the receipt of materials, and I will forward those to all of the committee members at the close of this meeting. It will include a response from me indicating the items that have not been received that were requested in the short or long version ad that some individuals appear not to have fully absorbed or complied with. Is there a comment?
Yeah, I do. Janet, I just want to go over this, Janice. You want some formal acknowledgement that this is what we should do. Do we need to make that into a motion?
I would think that it would behoove us to do so that there is no misunderstanding later that we are all in agreement that all applicants should respond with all of the same materials so that the committee is not ranking or reviewing apples against kiwis.
Okay. Well, I support that motion highly because I think it's just a legal matter that we have to adhere to. We just have to.
Is there a second?
Point of order? Oh, Janet Kay, point of order.
Yes.
Can I second or did I make the motion?
You made the motion, so you can't second. Yes, Janet Kay,
okay.
I heard you. Excuse me, if I could just finish that point with Janet Coleman. Your point of order is?
I didn't understand that Janet C. was making a motion. Okay, so that's...
And now that you have that understanding, do you still have a point of order?
No.
Okay.
Or more point of information. I'm done.
Is there a second to the motion presented by Janet Coleman indicating the role of the personnel committee chairperson responding to the applicant who have applied through the Ed Pacifica 2014 Gmail site requesting additional materials if they are not in the email that has been received?
Point of order, Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet Kay.
No second is necessary in a committee.
Oh.
Boy, I think I'm going to ask someone to give me a Robert's Rule book for a belated birthday present. Okay. With that said, then I will copy everyone on the materials received to date that will also...
Point of order,
Janet. This is Kim. I've been on the stack. Can I get on the stack, please?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Kim. There's something happening where I'm hearing Janet.
No, I know. Other people just got in ahead of me and I let them go, but okay.
Yeah.
like
Janet Kay, point of order.
Yes, Janet Kay, what's your point of order?
Okay, you don't need a second, but you do have to vote on the motion.
All right.
Okay, Janet Kay, you're going to get the award for just keeping us on track award tonight. Thank you so much. All those in favor of...
Wait, Janice, please. I want to be on the stack. I want to talk about this.
Excuse me, Kim. I'm so sorry. Kim, please. Yeah, the floor.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think it's fair to ask them to send all the stuff. There were several different versions of ads out there over several different periods of time, and not all of them requested all of the information. So,
right.
You know, I mean, it's not necessarily their fault. Who knows which ad they saw, placed by who, at what point of time, number one. Number two, I think that all of the candidates should get, and maybe you've done this already, an acknowledgement. Thank you. We've received your resume and your information. We'll get back to you.
No, I am indicating, and in what I thought I was making it clear in this message, that I had not taken that step because I also wanted to take the additional step of informing those who had not sent in the appropriate materials that they needed to do so. And
right.
I was very cautious about sending anything without confirmation from this committee, as it is a very specific working committee with very specific eyes to dot and T's to cross.
Okay.
Janet Kay,
I'm not necessarily finished.
I just wanted to be on the back.
Okay, Kim.
Well, then,
can I make an
amendment to requesting their information by also adding and to send a confirmation email to the ones who have sent it in? I'd like to make that as an amendment, so you do both parts of it. Acknowledge the people who, you know, that we've received their resumes and request the rest of the information from the other people. So everybody's heard from us.
Okay, that amendment will be considered in a moment after I take Janet Kay's comment from the back.
Okay, I kind of want to amend the amendment. I sort of was going to say the same thing that Kim just said, but that it's my understanding, Kim, that you're saying that to amend the motion to have the chair send confirmation email to those who have sent in their application complete.
Right.
And so my... All right. So in a way that it would be redundant to... All right. What I'm concerned about is those that the chair requests additional information from since their application is incomplete. Once they do send in their... Well, she would confirm the receipt of the application, but that it's incomplete, and then once they send in the complete application, then she would confirm as...
Can you make that a little more comprehensible?
I think I can.
All right.
The phone's sort of breaking up, Janet Kay. Yes, I agree with that. So it's now a three-part process. You... acknowledge the people whose packages are complete. Thank you. We have received your resume. We'll get back to you. For the other group, you say, thank you. We've received your resume. We're also requesting, perhaps you didn't see this on the ad, we're requesting blah-de-blah. And when they send in the blah-de-blah, then you acknowledge that you've received their blah-de-blah.
Point of truth in advertising?
No, it's just acknowledge.
No, no, I'm saying you. If you do acknowledge it, you're going to have to say that we omitted to say in the ad, not you omitted to see. We didn't say it.
I'm not
it,
saying
so
any of that. I'm not saying any
ladies,
of that. Jan,
I'm just saying that little onus is on us, not them.
Who knows what they saw? It doesn't matter.
It matters that
okay.
The onus is on us and that we should own up to it. That's what I'm
so,
saying.
So, Janet Coleman, let me say that if it is apparently clear from my reading of their materials that they are responding to an ad that they saw that was placed prior to the reposting or revision of the materials required to be considered for this position, then I will do a quote-unquote truth in advertising.
You got it. Okay. That's, you got it. You got the message. Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Okay.
So to let me have the full committee understand the amendment to the amendment made is to give the committee chairperson the responsibility to acknowledge completed applicant materials, to request additional required materials from those who have submitted incomplete applications, and finally to send confirmation of completed application materials once that has taken place.
This is Kim for the stack again.
Yes, Kim.
I'm fine with that.
Again. Kim, and then I'm not sure who spoke, so if you could say something in a second when Kim finishes, that'd be helpful.
I'm fine with that. I don't know if we need to vote on it, but I would like to deal with the other part of what you said about Margie and Lachelle.
Could,
the resumes.
Could we come back to that after we take a vote on this motion? And before doing so, someone asked to be on the stack.
Karine asking if you can repeat what you just said was your process, your suggested process.
The process suggested and being considered for approval is as follows. Sending a confirmation email to the applicant for whom I currently have information as to how to reach them, indicating that their materials have been received and are complete. For applicants whose materials have been submitted, however, do not include all of the requested items, I will send an email indicating what has been received and what is needed. And for applicants who do provide the additional requested materials for full application, they will receive a follow-up email indicating their materials have been received and their applicant package is complete.
Okay.
So,
great.
I'd like to ask for a vote to approve the amended motion. Is there any objection to the motion as it's been stated?
This is Lydia. I'm abstaining.
Okay.
I clearly missed something in the meeting that I didn't attend.
Okay, thank you. Lydia is abstaining.
Can you hear
hearing,
me?
Hearing.
I'll take the roll.
Thank you.
Okay, Lydia abstains. Kim Brown. Jim Brown, can't hear you. Jan Coleman.
Jim Brown, abstain.
Right. Jana Coleman.
I vote to give the chair that luxury, that chore.
Okay. Janice Lane Ewart?
I approve the motion.
Kim, yes. Jana Coburn?
Yes.
Hank Lamb? Not here. Serene Roberts?
Abstained.
Richard Uzzell?
Yes.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 and 5 yeses and 3 abstained.
Thank you for that motion passes. The next item on tonight's agenda is the return to a discussion regarding the ranking and scoring process for...
Point of order?
Yes.
We still need to deal with the resumes in the national office?
Returning to your question of your point of information, the materials that have been received by the national office, I've requested that they be forwarded to the full committee, and I am awaiting a date from Margie as to when that process will be completed. Is there an additional point of information that's being noted, Jim?
Yeah. I don't think that anybody, I don't think the IED should be involved in this process in any way, shape, or form. And that's exactly what we tried to prevent. I don't think anybody outside of the committee should be involved in handling the resumes, quite frankly.
This is Lydia to the staff.
Yes, Lydia?
Okay, so referring to the bylaws, in which state the principal office and place of business of the foundation shall be located at the County of Alameda, California, or at such other place as the board of directors they designate. I mean, that's where EEO is going to go to check to see if we've complied with anything. So unless the board of directors designates something else, and the issue that Kim raised is not defined in the bylaws as a conflict of interest. So unless the bylaw says that the sitting ED, absent the fact that she is certainly not applying for the position of permanent ED, there is no conflict of interest. And that is the only registered place of business for the foundation. So, I'm not saying it can't go to the board as to the committee or to a designated place, but certainly in the past, it gets voted on by the full PMB. It only the board can allocate a different place of business.
This is
Janet Kay, point of information.
And then Kim.
Janet Kay and then Kim.
So, Lydia, can you share with us the citation from the bylaws, not necessarily
yes,
quoting the whole thing, but what article, et cetera?
Sure, I will. Let me dig it out. Hold on just one second.
Can I be on the stack, Nancy?
Yes, you can be on the stack after Kim has to be on the stack.
Okay.
Kim?
This is not national office business. This is board business, okay? The board handles the hiring and the search committee of these officers. And it has never gone through the national office. Obviously, when Summer was IED, she was extremely careful about not being involved at all. And when Grace Aaron was IED, and she had zero interest in being, she did not apply for the permanent job. She did not want the permanent job. She told me she stayed as far away from it as she could as well. So that's the precedent that I'm aware of, and it makes perfect sense. And again, this is board business. At the last meeting, we agreed to have an email that did not go through the national office. No one objected to that. Unfortunately, the IED did not. She told Janice she would do that, and then she did not, which is why Janice set up a Gmail. Okay, we agreed at the last meeting to have this committee-only email, and I went and listened to it again. There were no objections to that. So I'm saying that I don't like this process, and I don't think it's right, and I don't think that resumes are being protected adequately by this committee. I don't know what the solution is, but I think it's inappropriate.
This is Lydia with the citation.
Is the citation from the minutes or from the bylaws?
This is responding to Janet Kay's inquiry.
Yes, Lydia.
Okay. It's Article 2, Section 1, entitled Offices of the Foundation. But in addition to that, Article 5 of the bylaws in the Board of Directors section, which is the eligibility, number, powers, and duties of the board, it also says appointing, supervising, and discharging the foundation's executive director, chief financial officer, and all foundation officers, prescribing powers and duties for them as are consistent with the law, etc. So that's the prerogative of the board. It also then, in bylaws, Article 8, other committees of the board of directors, Section 1, other committees of the board state, in addition to the local station boards, the board of directors may, by resolution, designate one or more committees to serve at the pleasure of the board. Any such committees shall have only such authority as provided by resolution of the board. So unless it's by a resolution of the board, and absent any conflict of interest as defined in the bylaws, then I don't think that it's appropriate. I would not object necessarily to having obviously I would not object to having the resumes that are sent to the national office as the official record, which is where EEO or any other authority would go to see if we're complying, sent to the committee.
Wait a minute. This is really my turn. You were just supposed to give a citation, not speak to the motion. This was my turn to speak about this idea.
Janet,
that you have worked very hard to prove not fishy.
Okay.
I assume that the chair would call me on the time. Thank you.
I don't have a timekeeper, and I'm not imagining that someone is.
Well, the time had nothing to do with it, really. It had to do with that she was beginning to advocate for her information.
Janet Coleman, you're next on the stack.
Yeah, I think that Lydia's huge amount of citation and argument proves that something seemed like that you ought to check the bylaws here if you're going to go and question, is this a conflict of interest or isn't it? Essentially, it's a conflict of interest. You can read the bylaws all you want because it will probably only prove that we have extremely useless bylaws that can't really govern an issue as simple as this, that any normal business would consider, that you don't have a person who might want the job. She might be saying, oh, no, who me? I don't want this job. I just don't want to do it. But I might want the job, and as long as I, you know, say no, I might want, you know, as long as I protest, people will not take me seriously, but I do want the job. So, I mean, you just, to me, this is a no-brainer. You do not have the person in charge overseeing the resumes of people who apply for his or her job. That is why we have a committee.
This is Kim.
Okay, we're not Dick Cheney. Got it? We're not Dick Cheney, and the person in charge might be.
Thank you, Janet Coleman, Kim, and then I'd like to be on the stack.
And then Lydia back on the stack.
And then Lydia?
Yeah, I mean, Lydia's citations don't support whatever it is she's trying to demonstrate, in my opinion. The fact is, and it's not even necessarily about a conflict of interest, it's about propriety and appropriateness of handling resumes that has been designated to this committee. Now y'all can get into, well, who made up that rule? This is the rule. This is what we're doing. The fact is, we all talked quite a bit about having resumes come to a place where everybody, or there would be safeguards for people being able to review them and eliminate them before the committee saw them. That's the issue here, not whether Markey per se wants this job or not. The issue is that they're not getting to the full, they may not be getting to the full committee without somebody else going through them. That's what I'm objecting to. Okay. And we agreed on this at the last meeting, and the IED didn't comply, and Janice asked her to have them forwarded to this other email so the whole committee could see them, and she did not do that. So there's just a whole bunch of resumes, and we don't know what we're getting and what is there and what we might get. I don't even understand why the delay now is such a big deal to forward them. I don't even understand why that's an issue and why they weren't forwarded weeks ago. The question is, what do we do about it now? And I still think that there ought to be a bounce on that national office email to go directly to the committee's email. And we don't need this aggravation. They don't need the aggravation. They're busy doing other stuff. This is board business, flat out. It has nothing to do with the national office or the foundation. And if EEOC wants to come after us, good luck with that. We're here. They can find us.
Thank you. I'd like to join the stack, please. Okay, I'll add you, Serene, after I had asked myself to be on the stack. And I'll just remind the committee members that we've talked about this pretty extensively at one of our earlier meetings, and we spent extensive time reviewing the job description and various committee members making suggestions to the short version ad and long version ad. And at that meeting, there was approval by this committee to provide for an email address that would allow all committee members to see the materials, for board members to have access to the materials following the screening and ranking process, and in no way would it be in violation of the bylaws or the EEOC regulations, in that all of the applicant's materials would have been received under those guidelines, and in no way whatsoever would it be out of place, because in fact the ED Gmail address at which materials are being received are under the rubric for ownership of the organization. So we are in effect maintaining the EEOC regulations. Serene, you asked to be added to the stack, and I will note to each of you now that I am again forwarding to you the proposed timeline that was presented to this committee on our July 22nd meeting, and it's coming to you again. Serene, you're up?
Yeah, I think I heard Lydia before me. And
I don't believe so. I said myself.
Lydia did ask to be on the stack, but Serene can go first.
Yes, Serene.
So I have no problem at all with the applicants going into the national office and being forwarded to the committee email. If we're all supposed to have access on that email, I don't know, has it been set up so that it's automatically distributed to each member of the committee as it comes in? So I'd like that point of information addressed when I'm done. But also just want to remind people that it's possible to comment on someone else's statement without naming them or appear to be personalizing your comment. It really is inappropriate and out of order to do that, and it's a good idea to practice not doing it. On the issue
what
of,
was that? Can you repeat what was what do we should practice not
me,
doing?
Janet, you don't have the right point of information. Excuse me, as the chair, I would like to ask Janet Coleman to allow Shereen to finish her her statement, and I can iterate what she has requested and respond to a question that she posed thus far.
Okay.
Shereen, would you like to finish, please? Yes, thanks. I don't have the agenda in front of me, and I don't know how much longer we'll be on the call tonight. But at some point,
I could let you know that now if that's going to help determine your comment.
Yeah, because at some point,
it's going to end at 9 p.m. Central Time. The agenda was sent to all of the committee members earlier today, and it was also read at the top of the meeting. It's included as an attachment on the PNB website.
Okay.
We have two additional agenda items that we are hoping to complete before we adjourn.
Yeah, that's fine. I can do it now or I can do it later. And I'd like to do it in the form of a motion, which is to request that the agenda be sent out at least 24 hours before the meeting. There are people among us who work and who do not count on one for your trouble and who do not have ready access to the Internet during the day. So I'm not obviously not going to ask you to reiterate the entire agenda, but I have no clue where we really are.
Thank you, Serene. We read the agenda when we started the meeting. I noted that you came in a bit late, and we were not aware that you were present, and right. I can only assume that you came in after we'd read the agenda for the sake of those who may not be in front of the computer.
Okay, may I make my motion now?
I'm not finished speaking, Serene, and we have work to establish that we would try to not interrupt each other, nor call people's names when it's not appropriate, nor have any disparagement of any of the committee members. So if I could finish, I'd like to reiterate that we have two agenda items that we'd like to finish, and to answer your question, the establishment of a Gmail account for this purpose, as we learned when we were on a call with Otis, allows for the candidates to send the email to three addresses, and that is now established to be set up to myself, to the committee secretary, and it should be received at this point by Lydia Bazan. We agreed that they would be forwarded to all of the committee members at an earlier point in today's meeting, and that is the role that I will be taking at the close of this meeting. And then finally, could you mute yourself,
please? Could that person please #1?
Excuse me, Serene, I've got
Sorry, I sneezed. I didn't know.
It's just so rude. Please. She's been doing it since
Excuse
I began speaking.
Excuse me, Serene. It's also, you've not been recognized by the chair, so if you would just let me finish so that maybe I don't lose my thought, which now I believe I have. Oh, I'm sorry. The last point was that I sent the message about the agenda, and I indicated the desire for everyone to have it 24 hours in advance. I noted that I had not done that. It appears to be that you were not in receipt of that message earlier today, and I indicated that I would work harder at being a perfectionist in the future. I think that addresses all of your points, and then the next person on the stack is Lydia. Then I'd like to bring this discussion to a close.
Yes, no, just to make a note that I am sending to everyone, assuming I have everyone's correct email address and are the various bylaw citations. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lydia. So what stands on the floor at this time, we have approved the motion to have acknowledgement of the materials to the candidates. At question now is the receipt of the materials at the national office and the indication that they should be received by the full committee, as that was what was intended at an earlier meeting of this committee, and there was no pushback or decision not to do that previously, and so I will move ahead with asking for those materials from Margie and Michelle tomorrow in written form. I will copy all of the members as well so that those materials would, in fact, be forwarded to the Gmail account with all of the attachments so that they are accessible to the full committee. And places where the current ad indicates that they should be sent elsewhere, the challenge is that individuals who do not have access to the internet, which would present us going against EEOC regulations, they do have to then mail their materials to the national office, which would then also result in Michelle receiving those materials, scanning them, and sending them to the committee. For that reason, I would strongly suggest that we move ahead with the process as it currently exists. The work in trying to remove ads that have different information is fairly tedious. And at this point, it would behoove us to work very closely with the current IED and the NO staff to get materials delivered to us as soon as humanly possible. That's my recommendation.
This is Kim. I'd like to make a motion that we ask Otis to have an automatic bounce from the NO email for any future resumes that come in so we don't have to deal with this for anymore.
This is a committee process, so it does not require a second. I'd like to do a roll call for that motion, please.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Yes, Janet Kay.
Sorry. Kim, would you please repeat what you said? And I don't really understand what the motion is.
Okay, motion to have Otis set up an automatic forward from the NO email address, so it automatically goes to the Gmail. It doesn't stop at the national office, and it just gets bounced right to the committee, period, so we don't have to deal with this again.
Point of order.
Can I follow up with my point of information?
Yes, please.
Just forwarding to from the PNO email address to the Gmail address, it sounds like there's an implication that that would then go to all the personnel committee members, but that's not what seems to be happening.
Let me clarify what I just described a moment ago, Janet Kay. It is not possible for the email address that is being used for applicants to be immediately distributed to more than three people, which is the reason why I've indicated a couple of times in tonight's meeting that I will forward all of the materials to all of the personnel committees.
So it's a two-step thing with what this is. It's forwarding from the PNO to the Gmail, and then the Gmail gets forwarded to the committee. Is that correct?
Well, they're two separate things.
Excuse me, Kim.
Sorry.
Yes, that is the process, and the process, as we've just approved a moment ago, also includes the chairperson responding to those applicants in the manner that we've discussed earlier. So there is a motion on the floor. Unless I've missed someone else on the stack, I'll ask the chairperson to call the roll for the motion.
Janet Kay, I want to be on the stack. I had a point of information before, but now I want to be on the stack.
Okay, Janet Kay, you are
information.
I'd like to amend the motion to include that the applications that come to the Gmail address, whatever way, whether it's directly or from anything from the PNO, be forwarded to the personnel committee members.
Okay. I've made that note.
Just a point of information.
Yes, Kim.
I'm not sure that that's possible.
It is only possible by me forwarding them to the full personnel committee. I have described, and I will try to describe again, that the function that Google has established with Gmail does not allow a message to be automatically forwarded and distributed to 11 people. The maximum that it allows is 3. So it is a two-part process, Janet Kay.
I'm sorry, and it's going
to be forwarded manually, then, is what I'm saying. Okay.
If manual, you mean actually taking it from one site and forwarding to the that is what is happening.
Hi.
Maureen, you asked to be on the stack, and then
I still have my point of information. This is Lydia.
Okay, Janet Kay, are you finished with your point? Your point of information has been answered. Serene asked to be on the stack, and Lydia, what's your point of information?
Was Kim's comment about Otis, is that part of the motion, since this committee has no authority over staff and can't give staff a directive?
The motion was to ask the national office to place a bounce on the current process of receiving application materials only at the national office email site, and to have that place, that mail forwarded to the ED Pacifica 2014 email address.
This
is not specific to an individual. It is a motion to approve the national office taking that action.
This is Kim.
Serene was next, and then Kim.
Okay, thanks. I'm not sure that I understood the amendment that Janet Coburn was making. I'm wondering if I could have it read along with the original motion.